A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 7th September 2023, Thursday class. So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code by me. So we are at Unique Code 89. So as usual, we'll have our physical puja. Let us gather. Let us develop the faith, sadha, virya, and mindfully, we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo bun si si jia mo ni fo. Namo guan si yin pu sa. Namo guan si yin pu sa. Namo guan si yin pu sa. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Arahaṃ Sammā Sambuddho Bhagavā. Buddhaṃ Bhagavantaṃ Abhivādemi. Svāgato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammaṃ Namassāmi. Suppatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānāti pātā vairamani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Ādīna dānā vairamani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micchācāra vairamani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Mosavada vairamani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surāmeraya majjhapamādatana vairamani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Okay, you can be seated. Then the page 3 of the puja chanting book. We shall continue puja chanting from the padipa puja onwards. Ganna sarappa dithena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambudang pujayami tamonudang. Da sambara yutena Dopenahang sukang hina pujaye pujaniya tang puja bhajana motamang vanna ganda guno peta etang kusuma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi butang kusumena nena punena matena ca hotu mokang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tatayati vinasabhavang adivasetu nobante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigam hatu mutamang adivasetu nobante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigamhatu muttamang adivasetu nobante bhojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigamhatu muttamang. Now we shall chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide. Just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of oral aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Ti, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect, Tripaja. Buddhang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Tăng hăng bú chê mê. Okay, you all can be seated. It has been more than a month since we have our last class on the 3rd of August. So now we shall continue from where we stopped. I think the last unit code was 88. So now we'll be starting unit code 89. But before that, we will have off the light so that you can have your half an hour of awareness based meditation. Develop this inner awareness. Awareness base is very essential for us to have the ability to meditate and to develop the wisdom and the understanding. So awareness based meditation means we are developing this meditation via mindfulness or awareness. So there is a nature within that is just aware, without words, without thought. We call that the awareness nature. That's why you just aware, finish. Don't try to know. When you try to know, you create thought, you create thinking. Then don't try to do. The doing is always by the thought, or people call it, the thought is the meditator. The thought is the personality, the ego that do things. So when we understand this, we will also come to understand without thought, we are already in that state of awareness. So this silent mind or our awareness nature within is actually our meditative mind and the true mind. Where this awareness nature is without thought. Without thought means without activity of mind, sankhara movement. It's just that nature having the ability to observe, to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, and to awaken. That's why this is awareness-based meditation. It doesn't involve the thought at all. But the awareness nature can see thought, can experience many things. But from there, it manifests into thought process, into the aggregates of mind. All of the things we come to perceive, feel, activity of mind leading to all the mind states. Mental activity, mental, what they call emotion, and also our thought movement, including our planning, scheming, the what they call tranquility and stillness of mind. All this, the awareness can be aware. And without this awareness, you cannot develop wisdom and understanding. But this Dhamma, the wisdom that we are trying to realize, is beyond thought, beyond mind. So the instrument is limited, like the case of the thought process. Then how can you realize a state that is beyond thought, beyond mind? Definitely you must move your meditative understanding to the state of awareness where thought is not involved. That's why the first hallmark of awakening is Wu Nian, means no thought. But as a human being, how can we not have thought? Because we have the senses, we have the memory, the brain. Then upon contact, consciousness arises. Then because of our conditioning, views, opinion, memory that we carry in our brain, it will stir the mind. It will create activity of mind. That's how the mundane mind arises. That's how emotion arises. That's how all the activity within life arises. And as a human being, we have the sense bases that can allow us to arise the respective sense or consciousness, to be conscious of life. We are conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactile feel and think. So the whole field of meditation is to understand all these movements via the awareness or mindfulness within. So our training of the mind to be aware within is very important. That's why we call it the awareness-based meditation. So remember the four support that will help you develop this awareness within. The first support is relax, which I think by now most of you would have the understanding. Means you just relax body and mind completely. Feel completely at ease, relax. Means physically, no tension, no stress, nothing to disturb you. Then mentally also, no problem, no issue. That's why you can be in a state of relaxation. So all of your bodily tension, tightness, or stress that you experience, you can relax into it and make yourself feel very comfortable, at ease, completely relaxed. There's nothing to bother you. So after you are able to be relaxed, you have to move on to the second support, which is to maintain awareness. Just aware. Finish. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Whatever that arises within your sixth sense door, aware. Finish. It can be your tactile or image that you see within your what they call seeing consciousness, or hearing vibration that you pick up. Then sometimes it can be the smell, the taste. Then you can also experience what they call thought arising, mental thinking, mental images, mental contact through tactile. Then how the mind, mundane mind, arise and stir and create all those movements. When you are mindful, you can see them. That's why the first support is relax, body and mind. Then after that, maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do it. Just aware. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. This will help you decondition your heedless thinking. Then your mind will become very quiet. It will slow down. Then suddenly, when it's stable enough, you will experience a sudden shift in your consciousness. It's like you become suddenly very quiet without any thought, activity, or movement. Then you experience the sudden stillness. That is the first glimpse of your true mind. Without thought, who are you? What are you? You can understand after you go through that. So ability to relax, maintain awareness until the mind becomes very quiet is very important. Then the third support is to stabilize this awareness nature within you. Means continue to be aware, mindful, 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 until the mind becomes very quiet, very still, until everything settles down. Then use that awareness within or mindfulness within to develop understanding or to meditate, to insight into phenomena, to observe, to develop the understanding of who are you, what are you, Then through all these observations and understanding, you will come to know how you function as a human being. Then what is this form and mind all about? Beyond this form and mind, is there another nature within that you can realize? Yeah. Then what happens when all this cease? Yeah. This is how you develop the understanding through awareness-based meditation. When everything ceases, even your pure awareness also no more, then you will realize the glimpse of Nibbana, the unconditioned. Sometimes it's a glimpse. Sometimes when your wisdom is already more stable, then the condition arise and you can suddenly go into that cessation. You can realize that that will be the most beautiful moment of your life. Because that is what Nibbana is all about. Cessation of form and mind. Ultimately, everything ceases, even the pure awareness. The sati within, it also ceases. Then that nature completely you cannot talk about. Where is the unconditioned? But when you come out of it, you will start to understand how creation come to be, how the form and mind come to be, how consciousness come to be, and how it settle down within your form and mind or physical body to animate you into a human being. And this is what realization is. Okay, with this, I will let you meditate on your own. I will set the alarm 30 minutes so that you can continue to train your mind to be aware. For those who already know how to meditate, if your awareness nature is already stabilized, then you continue to stay at the heart area. Again, continue to relax, maintain awareness. Whatever arises, maintain awareness. Relax into it. Then everything will fall into place. Okay. Now I let you meditate on your own. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner awareness, inner mindfulness, and inner peace for as long as you can. These are the mind state that you need to use throughout your daily life. And this is what awareness-based daily mindfulness is all about. When you can be ever mindful throughout the day, then you are heedful. Apart from being mindful, fully aware, you also need to have this ability to develop the understanding which we call meditation. So heedfulness, the full definition is when you are constantly meditative and ever mindful, which is Dhammapada verse 23. Under Dhammapada verse 23, if you can be in this state of constantly meditative, ever mindful, you can hold on to these two states steadfastly, then you are being heedful. So people who are heedful according to Dhammapada verse 23, they will realize the bond-free Nibbana, cessation of form and mind. So that is the reason why we need to be heedful throughout the day. First, train your mind to be mindful, stabilize it, so that the mindfulness, the awareness within is very stable. Then when you stabilize it, it becomes ever mindful. Then use that to meditate, to observe, to be aware of phenomena, to see things as they are via the direct seeing, to insight into phenomena and to awaken. When you can insight into phenomena, means you can awaken to the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. Okay, with that, we can continue with the chanting. Turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhammasvanan kalo ayam badanta. Dhammasvanan kalo ayam badanta. Dhammasvanan kalo ayam badanta. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Iti peso Bhagava Arahato Sammasambuddho. Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusana putto bhagavati. Vakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanayiko pachyatam veditalpo vinohiti. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho. Ujjupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho. Nyayapatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho. Sammijjipatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho. Yadidam chattari purisa yukkani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato sakkasangho. Ahuneyo ahuneyo dakkheneyo Anjali karaniyo anuttaram punya ketang lokasati sa. Okay, you all can be seated. Now we will continue from where you stop. Unique Dhamma code number 89. We are at page 25. In fact, 89 is connected to 88. So 88 we have covered. That's why you look at the whiteboard. We have the whole thing there. So karmically conditioned vehicle and tool, or what we call our five aggregates of form and mind, which is for our case the human being. So under this unique code, it is mentioned that the user of thought and this physical body are very important, because this so-called five aggregates of form and mind is one's karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for us to come to this existential world, to live and experience life to the fullest, to experience the pristine beauty and wonders of life, and to develop the cultivation, fulfill our vows, etc. Then after that, unique code number 89 is to use this form and mind with wisdom to arise the appropriate right thought, right speech, right action, so that we can be a blessing to all and not to be deluded by it. And this is true understanding. So this code, you need to develop the understanding. I will explain it one more time on the whiteboard. Like what I have drawn. This is what the five aggregate of form and mind is all about. That's why I put here the five aggregates of form and mind. In our case, is the human being. So this human being, there is a physical body. So this body is equivalent to our vehicle. Wherever we want to go, this body can take us there. That's why I call it the vehicle. Then the mind that is trapped inside is our tool to live life. Through this mind, we can arise the various type of consciousness to be conscious of life. And we can make use of this thought process or consciousness as a tool for us to live life, to experience life, and do whatever we want while existing within this existential world, or what we call the conditioned world. So as a human being, we have a physical body and a mind. So this is equivalent to a vehicle and a tool, like our car. Wherever we want to go, we drive there. So the vehicle will take us wherever we want. That's why the Buddha called it a functional body, or nimanakaya. So this functional body performs the function of a human being for our case. But for the Buddha, because he has the spiritual nature perfected, so when the spiritual nature, which is Sambhogayakaya, come back to him, means underneath the Bodhi tree, when he developed the ability to inherit, means he developed the ability to connect back. And this Sambhogayakaya is spiritual perfection of body, come back to him. So together with the Nimanakaya, which is the functional physical body, it animate him into a Dhammakaya, the third body, means the Buddha's Dhammakaya. That's why he can teach the Dhamma. That Dhamma body, together with the spiritual perfection or spiritual nature, will be able to teach the Dhamma. So this one, the Buddha say, the five aggregates of form and mind, this is impermanent, not a permanent unchanging entity. This one is dependent originating. When you meditate with the mindfulness within awareness, you can see them. Especially the physical body, you can know. It's only elements, no knowing. How can it be you? That's why physical element goes the way of nature. Follow nature's law. That's why the physical body is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and finally die. Yeah. So whatever that is born will experience old age, sickness, and death. So that is the physical form. That's why it's impermanent, dependent originating condition, arising cause of phenomenon. Then likewise, the aggregates of mind is the same. Within the mind, there are four aggregates. He said we can feel, we can perceive, we can become conscious, and we can arise mental activity, mental states, or what we call sankhara activity. So these are the four aggregates of mind, and this is what we can do as a human being. Means to understand the mind, we ask ourselves, what can our mind do? Our mind can manifest the four aggregates, Vedana, Sanya, Sankhara, and Vijnana. And because of that, if you meditate on it, you realize these five aggregates, they keep on arising within your form and mind and pass away. So if they keep on arising and pass away, then it also exhibits the characteristics of impermanent, dependent, originating. Then because of that, how can it be you? How can it be a permanent, unchanging entity? So if it's not utter, then why did it arise in you if it's not you? So we can, in the meditative state, when feeling arise, be aware. When feeling has become pleasant and unpleasant, we also develop the awareness. Then it is also the same for pleasant and unpleasant sense experience or feeling. So these are what we call the duality, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. So that feeling come and go, we didn't die. Feeling arise and it can change. It can become positive feeling or negative feeling. Then when positive feeling has disappeared, did you die? You didn't die. Similarly, when negative feeling disappeared, you didn't die. So if feeling come and go, you didn't die, how can feeling be you? That's why the characteristics within the aggregates of mind, you can see them. They are of the nature to arise and pass away. Means they are dependent, originating, condition arising, causal. That's why it's impermanent. If it's impermanent, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. You cannot cling, you cannot hold. Then we come to investigate the other aggregate. Perception also same. Come and go, you didn't die. Sankara activity also same, mental state also arise and pass away, come and go, you didn't die. Consciousness also same, arise and pass away, you didn't die. So if all these five aggregates are all impermanent, leads to suffering, not a permanent unchanging entity, then who are you? What are you? If they are not you, then who are you? What are you? Apart from this five aggregate, is there another nature within that is not of the condition arising nature? Is there a nature that is already there before the arising of all this? So all this is what mindfulness or awareness-based meditation is capable of understanding. Then the Buddha said, this five aggregate of form and mind, even though it's not you, But it is subject to karma because it's karmically conditioned out for you to come to this existential world. That's why from the karmic nature, it conditions a form in mind. And this one can happen in two ways. One way is when you are born into this world, you avijja, as a normal puttujana, before you have the wisdom, the enlightenment, the awakening. When you pass away with ignorance. So ignorance conditions rebirth consciousness. But you need a karmic nature to give it the condition to transform you into a form and mind. So that form and mind can be any within the 31 plane of existence. As a human being, it's what we are now. But you can also take birth in all the other realms. So all this is what this form and mind is all about. So this one is subject to karma. You must understand this. And this one is not you because it is impermanent, not a permanent unchanging entity. You cling onto it, grasp onto it, and want it to follow you or want things your way, which is not nature's way, then suffering will arise. And because it's impermanent, it is not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why we call it anatta nature, non-self. Not no self, non-self. And not self because it's not a permanent unchanging entity where you can hold on to, cling on to, grasp on to and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. No such thing. But this one, when you meditate on it, you will come to know this is not what you think. So this is for us to come to this existential world to live life. That's why here, the conditioned world, the existential world, this is where the five aggregate is. So from the source, the first thing to arise is a pure awareness. And this pure awareness that nature is within the form and mind. That's why when we come to coming birth, we already have the nature within. But we need to meditate with this form and mind to locate the gateway, to develop the awareness nature within, so that we know there's another nature beyond the form and mind that can enable us to meditate, to develop all the wisdom and the understanding, so that we will know what this form and mind is all about, and what this phenomenal world of consciousness and form is all about. So all this is what meditation is. The whole understanding has to be developed and evolved. And in order to let you understand better, I have written here, the pure awareness is your true mind, your silent mind, your meditative mind. Whereas this five aggregate of form and mind, the mental aspect, the second aspect, the thought, this one is the mundane mind, which is the thinking mind. Or sometime before you become enlightened, they say the heedless thinking mind. So this one is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. That's why in the Diamond Sutra, the Mahayana teaching, it's always mentioned the form of the famous stanza. Within the conditional, each year you wave up. Means conditional is developed out of conditioned Dhamma. So if it's conditioned Dhamma, means it's all impermanent, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. So all this understanding will be there. Then when you have the insight developed, the wisdom, the understanding, then the second stanza, each year you wave out, you will understand. Because it's conditioned world, conditioned Dhamma. Everything is just conditioned Dhamma. Then it's not a reality. It is dreamlike, zú mộng, huan, illusion, illusionary. Pao is like a bubble pop gone. Yin is like the shadow following you. So this condition world is empty, not a reality. It's only all the condition evolving, moving. As I like my teacher say, only mighty nature rolling by. So condition arising Dhamma got no reality. That's why I always call it the empty nature or existence. No reality. Empty nature or existence. I better write it down. Means no reality. So this one is very important. You must understand this. Empty nature or existence. Because it's a phenomenal condition arising or cause of phenomenon. That's why within this world is all conditioned Dhamma, dependent originating condition. That's why he teaches, the Buddha teaches the law of dependent origination. Every phenomena you come to experience within the conditioned world is all dependent originating. That's why the law of paticca samuppada, which is the law of dependent origination, is very powerful. And the Buddha from there teaches all the wisdom, because it is a condition arising world, dependent originating condition arising. That's why he said, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. And that is wisdom. Now can you follow? So if whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions, means whatever happened within the moment, that is the reality. Understand not? That reality means condition set. Thing is just the way it is. Cannot be otherwise. If one thing your way, which is not nature's way, following the nature's condition, then suffering will arise. That's why the universal characters are impermanent. When you understand, it will lead to suffering. Impermanent in the sense that there are laws that govern life and existence. And these are the laws that actually manifest, evolving, creating the conditioned world. We have the law of karma, the law of what they call mind. Then we have the law of truth. And these three are the spiritual law operating. Then we also have the scientific law, the physical law of nature, the biological order. All these five are the panchaniyamas, the great order of nature that governs life and existence and created this phenomenal world. That's why these are the boundary conditions already set inside. So because there are these nature's law, the phenomenal world evolve and move in accordance with them. But they all interplay. That's why mind or consciousness, the law of mind, actually affect a lot of things. So the phenomenal world not only have mind and consciousness, it also has the physical elements, the planets, all those. So all this is what Dhamma is, the entire existence within our phenomenal world. This is what the universe is, continuously evolving, 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 following all this nature's law, the panchaniyamas. So understanding all this is what the Unicode is telling you. This one you have to know is not you, but is part of your coming nature. This one is connected to you through the coming nature. That's why from the coming nature, to come to this existential world, phenomenal world, you need a form and mind. That's why this one is generated to coming, for you to come. Every life you come, you have one segment of this. So over the eons and eons and eons of birth and death, which one is you? None of them are you. That's why it's anatta, non-self. This one is just a vehicle and a tool, not what you think. But this one is subject to karma. That's why you have to do your duty. You cannot simply behave. You cannot simply do what you like. And to really live life, you have to understand all this. Then when you know this is subject to karma, then you have to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind so that your karmic nature is taken care of. Otherwise, this one is the one that makes you miserable. Yet the Buddha, through his understanding after his perfection, he said, we are all living beings, not only human beings, born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of karma. If karma plays such a great role in your life, what must you do? You have to take care of karma. And how do we take care of karma? You have to avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind, so that this will develop a good karmic nature. Then after that, the last advice is to purify the mind, to meditate with awareness, to develop the wisdom, the understanding from this triangle. This is the Trinity triangle for you to develop the cultivation. So initially from the source, or the oneness nature, or what we call the Buddha nature, or whatever you call it, this is our true nature. From there, the first thing to come out is the pure awareness or pure consciousness. That's why this pure awareness or pure consciousness is a seed up there. So from here, if you go this direction to the senses, the physical body, form and mind, then you create mundane living. Yeah, this is where the five aggregate of form and mind is, the phenomenal world of consciousness. But if you meditate with awareness-based meditation, you go this direction. You use the pure awareness to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to awaken, to realize the truth, then to realize the Dhamma behind all this. Then once you have the wisdom developed and connected to the form and mind, then you live what they call the noble life of an enlightened being. And this is the secret of life. When you understand this, you will know how to live. Because when there is wisdom, every moment of sense experience, we have wisdom at the moment of sense experience. Yoni so manasikara. So this is the full picture of the being, of the nature, of the phenomenal world, of what life and existence is. Okay? So hopefully this is clear. So that two unique codes actually cover a very, very big topic. And to meditate, you need this inner awareness, the pure awareness. You have to start from here, not with the thought. The thought here cannot live life. The thought cannot meditate, sorry. You need thought to live life, but you need wisdom to really understand life and live the noble life. So pure awareness is our true mind. Our true mind is the one that can awaken, that can realize truth, that can see things as they are, that can insight into phenomena and awaken. So without this, you cannot meditate. That's why you cannot go to the thought. Well, here is the thought, the five aggregate of form and mind, the human being. And this one is the one that created the phenomenal world. And through delusion, you cling, you attach, you hold, you create all the suffering, unnecessary suffering and misery. That's why our conditioned world is now in a state of, we call it delusion most of the time. That's why it's very chaotic. Even our planet. A lot of war, a lot of conflict, a lot of misunderstanding, hardly any harmony. Yeah. We may have a lot of what they call government to represent us. We are the various head of state of the countries. But what are they doing? They form all the conference. They talk about economic forum, peace, United Nations, everything. But the more they come together and discuss, because of the delusion, evil root, selfishness, they create more problems. Like the trade war, the Ukraine war. And because of what they do, this planet actually undergo a lot of what they call I should say the planet become like affected because the consciousness has become so negative. So like a human being, when your consciousness is so negative, you suffer, your immune system go down, then you start to develop problems. That's why when you develop problem, what happened? Like when you got tumor and all those things, this is what will happen. The planet Earth is like a big, what they call entity. They call it the planetary consciousness. The summation of all the individual consciousness or the beings that live there become the planetary consciousness. And if that consciousness is polluted, very negative, what happens is this planet will die, you understand? It becomes very sick. Then when it starts to develop disease, tumor, or something, what you do? As our human society, we operate in, we cut off the bad one in there. So this one also say, but planet Earth got no doctor to operate on it. So what they do? They create the physical law to move. That's why earthquakes, tsunami, war, and wipe you off. And this is what is happening everywhere. So when you understand this, you will understand why we cannot be negative. Why J. Krishnamurti said, for the world to change, the individual must change. If each and every one of us do not change, the summation of this planet's consciousness will never change. You understand? No way. That's why if the individual does not change, the totality cannot change. That's why I say the numbers now, the awakened one, the enlightened one, is too small. And the majority of it, like I used to say, maybe the enlightened beings that have all this understanding and cultivation, they are only 0.000001 out of the 6-7 billion. Maybe less than 10,000 or 1,000. I mean, the normal sainthood way will be more. But the real understanding is actually very, very small number. So when this is the situation, then all this will evolve and move the way it is. Like today, I remember this Queenie came to my house. And she, I think, offered me something from the... he went to Bangkok, the other son was there, and then she has another daughter who do this direct selling. So she was very kind. She wants to offer me something which is useful. Yeah. I mean, towards the health side and all those things. Then I told her, Sadhu. Then I wanted her to like benefit from all this because she purposely come to my house, pay respect to the author, do the chanting, then make the offering. Then yesterday, 2 days earlier, attended the Tuesday class. So I told her about the retreat. And she said, yeah, but I want to come and apologize. I cannot attend because I was committed to another, don't know what. It could be a retreat also, I don't know. So he said he can't. Then he already signed up. And all. I said, never mind, don't worry. I said, most important is you have the understanding and you are happy and you are peaceful. So what happened was she said, yeah, yeah, but you are very happy. I'm helping people, I'm giving knowledge. Then after that, you know what she said? She said, Brother, what you think? She said, Japan Fukushima releasing the radioactive water, so much of it into the ocean. What do you think? Then I look at her. I say, I thought you say you are very happy, very peaceful, and very joyful. How come you entangle yourself with all this? But this is what the phenomenal world is. I say, don't try to get involved or get yourself entangled with all this. These are heedless people gossiping and all those things. Why you want to go that way? When you heedful, when you have the Dhamma, you will know this is the way things are. Condition like that, things will be like that. Living beings are just the way they are. The Japanese is also human being. They are just the way they are. When it favors them, they also have self-fear. They will do the thing that they want to do. You can complain, you can do what you like, but they will still do. So these are the processing condition behind. Then after that, I thought, no more already. I said, you know what the answer was? I said, ah, yeah, brother Tio, I think you are right. Don't bother. Don't want to involve. I said, not like that. The Dhamma is not like that. You have to see things as they are, develop the Dhamma understanding, and have the understanding to accept them for what they are. Understand or not? Not to say like, bo chap, understand or not? I say, when you don't have the understanding, you will interpret what I say. Hey, brother, they will say, don't get involved. No, don't simply keep portal, or you are not meaningful. Completely cannot understand. Then I almost spent half an hour explaining to her about awareness, all things, how to meditate. I say, otherwise, you continue the thought base, you cannot understand what I say. Then later on, before she wanted to go back, she somehow told me one. Say, but you, I now have another problem. Say, what? Is my three children cannot come to term. Everyone complaining, that, like, didn't see either one. Then I talk about the dog and all this thing. Oh, a lot of things. Then I say, just now I already told you, accept them for what they are. Now, because you are attached, you think it's your daughter, you think it's your son, you think it's your children, then all this is what the phenomenal world Sankara is all about. When your Sankara start to move, this is what suffering is. And you tell me, I'm very happy, I'm very peaceful. But the next moment, I say, you still don't have the understanding, you still attack, you still... And when you look at the phenomenal world, to a living being, who are healers without the Dhamma, it's like very real. Do you know that? The form and mind is so real. How can it not be you? They will tell you, you must be mad. You must be, this is me. I got feeling. I got my own emotion. And I do what I want to do. And you say, this is not me. What the hell are you trying to tell me? This is what the world experienced. But to them, this is so real. The form and mind, the personality, the ego, the sexuality, the grounds and cling, not only to the five areas, the phenomenal world as well, through one, through their consciousness, through their seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. And this is what the meditative training is. Mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and the six external sense bases to see all these 18 sense lines, paticca-samuppada, how you function as a human, how you get yourself entangled into the phenomenal world, how you grasp at the entity which you think is real, is you, is permanent. Empty nature or existence, they cannot see, they cannot understand. I say the right understanding is when you understand, you can accept things as they are, like exactly like the Buddha said, you can see things as they are and be at peace with everything. Yeah, everything is just the way it is, conditioned like that, things will be like that. Living being is the way they are. Deluded one, do deluded thing. Selfish one, do selfish thing. Emotional one, do emotional thing. So This is what the conditioned works is all about. This is what conditioned Dhamma is all. When you understand, you're free. You break free. You develop the wisdom to come to accept everything the way it is. That's why the Buddha said, see things as they are. Not what your brain, your memory, your views or opinion perceive it and make out of it. So this is the teaching where you cannot find in other religion. This is what my nature realized. And when you understand this, you become totally different. Then the question is, if you are not this, then who are you? What are you? Are you this? Are you this? No. All these are the understanding that the nature developed. That's why the Buddha says, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. Not only this one non-self. Here also non-self. But this is a oneness nature. It's not a being. That's why I told you the pure awareness is not a being. Understand or not? You cannot come out and live life. Understand or not? It's not like this 5 degree of form and mind can come out and experience the conditioned world, the existence. This one is not a being. It's just the awareness nature. No thought, nothing. No being. It cannot come out and live life. Understand? But this one is capable of awakening, the direct seeing, inner sight, wisdom. And when you have this nature, you can understand all this. And you can return all this back to the source and cease. And this is what enlightenment is all about. Cessation of form and mind where the pure awareness will cease and you return to the oneness nature. Okay? Yeah. So hopefully with this explanation, it should be clear right now. Okay? Oh, 9:41 already. Just nice. Okay, I think enough. One could enough. Okay, the next session, maybe we shall share unit code 90.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, now can okay. Hear you, yes.
Okay, yeah, just now because I was preparing my earphone so that I can hear clearly and
no
I can
wonder.
Talk.
Yeah, yeah. Now
sorry,
clear.
Sorry,
yes.
Yeah, because I was...
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you can report your
I was
meditation.
A bit far away from the phone. Sorry.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yes, yes. I like to share about my meditation that was happened most recently. Sometime in August.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just a minute. Sorry. Because I went
can
to
take your time, don't worry.
Brother Joe.
Yes.
But first, before that, I thought Brother Song supposed to share.
She's not around. Because he's flying
okay,
off
okay.
Tomorrow early morning to Chihuahua San.
Okay.
Together
okay.
With Alicia, Freddie, Dale.
Okay.
So he said he need to sleep early. Yeah? Tomorrow very early, Dale.
I see. So I was anticipating to listen to his...
He got another part, which is a very big topic. He said he will share when he come back.
That one
is the last and the best.
Yeah. We wanted to hear his interesting, amazing story.
Retreat. The one
yes,
month
yes.
retreat. Yes.
Yes. Correct. Okay, so since he's not around, so I'll take this opportunity to share about my meditation.
Yes.
Sadhu. First of all, thank you, Brother Teo, for all your guidance and teaching that helps me develop a lot of understanding on my meditation as well. And especially this new experience that I happen to encounter as well. So it's a kind of like how should I say it? It is totally different from what I usually will the mundane mind doesn't know all this. Like, what I'm saying is,
Yes.
it's something different and new again, you know, Brother Teo. And
It will continue to evolve. Yes.
yes. And I'm also a little bit surprised by it because I didn't expect such meditation as well, because
Oh, sadhu.
It is a test to me again, Brother Teo.
Oh, very good.
It
Very
is
good.
a test that I don't even know what is going on in the meditation, you know, until I kind of like, huh, what is this, you know? Yeah, Brother Teo, I tell you, it's like a heart attack, you know, Brother Teo. Yeah, it's like a
It's
heart
like
attack.
very amazing. You really amazed by what happened.
It's like I went through a heart attack, you know, Brother Teo.
Life
Okay,
and
so
death experience.
yes. In a meditation, you know, Brother Teo. Okay, so how should I start? Okay, I started off with a metta meditation first, Brother Teo. I was sitting down for a metta meditation, and I was doing a meditation. Usually when I do a meditation, metta, I will do on myself first, you know.
Yes,
And then after that,
starting
I
from
will,
yourself, yeah.
yes, I
Then
will
you
do a
read it
very,
out.
yes, then I read it out. So actually, this self-meditation is very, this metta meditation is very short. I was just trying to relax a little bit, and then I metta,
Yeah,
they read it,
metta
metta
is a
to,
very good beginning. The mind state can make you very calm, very peaceful,
yes,
settle
correct,
your mind down.
correct. So I do it on myself, and after that I read it out to my husband, you know. Okay, so I did that because he wasn't feeling well, so I did that
Oh, yeah.
for him, you know.
That should be a good way to help him.
Yes,
Let him
yes, yes.
recover.
Yes, yes. So I did that, but it was a very short one as well. Later I will talk about it. Later on I will talk about, after I finish this description of my meditation. So I did that. I settled down, and it was very like nice, and I wasn't having any concern about him at all, you know. So I was settled down, although I do this metta for him, but my mind is peaceful in the sense, like, you know, after the meditation. And then I said, oh, I got some time, okay, in the morning. So I will do a lying down meditation. So I
Oh,
do a
sadhu.
lying down meditation,
Yeah.
okay, followed by a lying down meditation. And then when I do the lying down, right, Brother Teo, as what Brother Teo always taught us, I stay at my heart, you know. So
Yeah,
this heart is very, very soft, because I'm very, how you call that, calm and peaceful, right? So my
Yes,
heart
yes.
is totally very subtle and
Yes,
soft until like,
because your sati is already stable. You can just stay there.
Stay there. So stay there, stay there, stay there, huh, Brother Teo, huh? After, very quickly, huh, the heartbeat disappear, you know. The heartbeat
Oh,
disappear.
sadhu.
Yes. So it disappear, then it just disappear, lah. Then after that, nothing happened, huh? It disappear. And then out of a sudden, huh, there's a vision, you know, a vision appeared. This vision appeared that says, that show my heart, you know, Brother Teo.
Oh,
It showed my heart.
sadhu.
It showed my heart. And then there is a hole in the heart there, huh? There's a hole in the heart there. So it just gave me this vision, you know, and it stayed there for a while, you know, Brother Teo. Nothing happened, just stay there, huh? Then after that, all of a sudden, huh, something strange happened, you know. Something strange happened. I do not know, Brother Teo, have experienced this before or not, but this is my first time I ever experienced it, like I said, huh? The heart, huh? How do I describe it? The heart, huh? Squeeze, you know. Squeeze, huh? And then I don't know whether that is the right word, but it's like a contraction, you know, contraction. From the normal size, it becomes a smaller size. I can see that. My awareness see that from a smaller size, it contract, become like squeeze, squeeze. So, I mean, the awareness just observe that, right? Observe that. And then when this happened, right, there is a sensation appear, you know, Brother Teo. There's a sensation appear. But, you know, there's no reaction whatsoever because it's just a witnessing, you know. Just witnessing, you know, this happened.
Yes,
Huh?
yes, yes.
Okay? So after that, it happened a second time, you know. It has this contraction and squeezing effect again, and the sensation become stronger, Brother Teo.
Oh,
Okay?
okay.
It becomes stronger. Now, I don't explain to you what happened first. After that,
Yeah.
the nature, my nature, understood it, you know, Brother Teo. And he knows what to do, you know. He knows what to do to it, you know, Brother Teo. He knows what to do. So he just relaxed into it, huh? And then after that, huh, it becomes very, very soothing. Very, very soothing.
Wow, sadhu,
very, very soothing. And then after that, it dissipates inside, you know. That's it.
Yeah, that is what nature is. You don't resist. You have to have the understanding to accept them for what they are. Don't panic. Don't allow the sankhara to arise. Then just relax into it. That's why I've been advising Song. Always remember to relax into it. If you don't know how to relax into it, you will get yourself like the test that come. You will not pass. Then you have to go through it many times. So for your case, sadhu to you. You know how to develop the understanding to relax into it. Then the whole thing transform. Then become very beautiful. Sadhu.
Yes, sadhu. So it was just like that, you know. When it happens, like the nature just know what to do. And it was full of joy looking at it, seeing it, witnessing it. I don't know how to explain it. But this is what happened. It was like, wow, so joyful, you know. I mean, despite that this thing is happening, it's like a heart attack actually, you know, Brother.
Yes.
You know? Yes, it's a heart attack.
For people who don't know, don't understand, they will panic. But for your case, because you have the understanding, your awareness is stable, your understanding is there, there is no fear. Fear means fear of death, fear of heart attack. All those things was not there. Then you just, like you say, witnessing. Then when you relax, it ceases. Then it transforms. That is what nature is. Whatever happened to us, relax into it. Don't resist, don't fight. Means there is tension, there is stress. But I always say, whenever you are not peaceful, not happy, the evil roots are there, stress is there, other things are moving inside there. Because it's a conditioned world. So when we understand, for your case it's different because you know how to develop the awareness-based meditation and you can go into it. And it let you understand, let you see the manifestation. In fact, our heart is the most hardworking organ within our body. It works nonstop since our birth until now. And that one, no holiday. Once it take a holiday, you're gone already. So that one is a very hardworking organ. So you must relax into it, develop the awareness. Then, like you say, the heartbeat also no more, everything disappear. Then that nature manifests. And it's for you to see, for you to understand. So all these are part and parcel of what the meditative process is when you go through proper awareness-based training and meditation. Many things can happen. For your case, it's maybe for you to understand better and deeper. So yours is you can see the heart there because you have this awareness within that is supposed to let you learn. For my case, I don't go through this type of experience, but I go through different tests. That time I remember when my mindfulness was very stable throughout the day. Then when I was in my meditative lying down posture, it suddenly manifests. I was in a place where it's like a cave. Then there were this pond of water. Then the one that is in front of me is very strange. You know? It's corrosive water, you know? Like very high concentration or density type of acid inside there with the bubble, the fume and all those things. But very strange, you know, when I was there, I got no fear, nothing. You know? I just walk inside. You know? I just walk inside. You know? And nothing happened to me. You know? It's for you to understand. You cannot have fear. Then the other one is, I told you all before, I did that one. I was like, suddenly the mind become like very, I don't know how to describe it. It like suddenly, it shoot up very, very high. That mind to very high altitude. Then suddenly, without warning, it dive down at very high speed. But very strange, because the mindfulness, the awareness, understand there is no fear of death or no. It's just aware with that thing. Relax, aware with the thing. The moment it hit the ground, that mind, that nature emerge, like victorious like that. Means you pass the test. After that, no more such test. Gone. Means you have the wisdom. You are not deluded by the phenomenal world. All this, what they call corrosive environment, dangerous event or thing, you no more that delusion that grabs onto the atta, the personality, to develop that type of fear no more. It like confidently. The other one I remember in the early days is like the moment my awareness go in. This one is going into my what they call nature. Means it actually go into my subconscious and the unconscious state. Means it's like I am actually in the altered state. I'm not in the conscious state. Because I was fully aware. Then my mind actually went in. Then you know what happened. When it went in, it's like it manifests into like I am driving inside that mind. I am driving. Then I felt so sleepy. Driving and so sleepy. Then normal people, if you're driving and sleepy, unless you doze off and you make an accident, this one, because I had the awareness and I know I can actually have serious accident because I'm driving and so, then this one laps into like, it want you to go into sleep now. And you know what happened now? Because of my understanding, I'm aware that this is a dream. This is not reality. This is the altered state of consciousness. I went into the subconscious and the unconscious. Even inside there, I have the understanding and the awareness. That's why I know this one is a manifestation to test me, to let me go through. So what happened is I confidently, aware and be with it. Then again, like the mind that actually hit the ground, emerge victorious. This one also the same now. Instead of accident, nothing. After that, the mind came out full of awareness, brightness, and all things. The true mind came back. Yeah. Means these are all the consciousness, all the mind state. Remember, these three events happened in 1989, immediately after I developed the understanding. And once I had the understanding, all these tests come. So mine, because I passed those things, that's why I don't have to see things like what you see, the organ, the heart, and all those things. So different people are different. Anyway, what you go through is good, unique to you. So it's beautiful. Then later, maybe you will understand more. Then many years later, when you go through your cultivation in more what they call detail, as you evolve more, because like now after about 30 over years, I look back, then I understand these are all the tests and all those things that will happen and unfold. That's why when all this happened, cultivator of the way who has gone through, they will know. Although different people are different, because of your conditioning, your background, everything, then your nature and your condition is like that. That's why you will come through this way. No two person is the same, but whatever manifestation is very different. It's not the normal thought-based type of understanding. It has nothing to do with the thought. It's the awareness that is aware that it has gone into that altered state of consciousness that manifests all this for you to go through to develop the deeper understanding. And all the tests is about this form and mind, whether I still have delusion or not, whether I still have fear or not, all those things. The first one is a corrosive acid environment. The moment I passed that one, few days later, the mind that shot up and came. So after I passed, then the third one is the driving one. That I know. You know what, but please, if you are not ready, not in that state, don't try to be a hero. Sometimes you're really driving and you're sleepy, you can recall, brother, they will say, hey, silent and just be with it. I tell you, accident. Don't come and see me. You are not in that state of awareness and consciousness, your meditation different. Don't simply go and link the thing. That's why I always warn you all. The word is warn. Don't quote me. Very dangerous if you quote me. Because you don't know what I meant. You don't know what I went through. So all this, you need to have the mindfulness, the awareness, and you know. Because for me, I was very sure that I am not driving. This is an auto consciousness that I was in. But it really so real. Like it made you, because that process from that awareness that went into that altered state of subconscious or unconscious. Actually, before it's unconscious, the altered state of subconscious, you become like slowly go in one. Then it's like it appear manifest like you are driving. Then that mind so sleepy, you know, like want to doze off and anything can happen. It's like the alter consciousness to test you. So if you cannot have the wisdom and the awareness when it comes, you cannot handle. But for normal people, it's not this type of test. Normal people, you know what they will go through or not. The karmic consciousness before they die. Understand? The karmic consciousness before you die. That karmic thing comes. So it depends on what you have done in your life. If you have slaughtered a lot of animals and other things, and then that type of thing will come and haunt you. Then you like become very eerie. You cry like the animal when they are being killed by you. You end up like that. You don't know it's auto-conscious. Then the fear, the what. Then sometimes you see those deceased relatives. Then you like hallucinate inside that. Because the auto consciousness, which is karmic, they will haunt you, and because of your karmic, you will be in that state. Then you will be like born after that according to what your vision is. Then of course, when you completely die, then different, the consciousness come out and you go through another process. So all this is what the world of consciousness is all about. But when you do the awareness-based meditation, what you go through is different. It's from the awareness state you go in. And you go through all this understanding in a very different manner. So, okay, Pujay? So this is just to add to your understanding. Anyway, sadhu to you for having the ability to develop the relaxation stage to enable you to pass that test and develop all this understanding. Okay,
yes,
Pujay, you continue.
Yes, sadhu. Yes, sadhu. Yes, Brother Teo, in fact, put it very, very clearly, you know, how I went through, what I went through, whether there was fear, whether there was resistance or not. In fact, there was none of it. I was like, wow, so
That's why you
so
can
joy
pass.
to see it. So full of joy to see that, Brother Teo.
Yeah,
and
because
then
you will know no reality.
Yes. So,
they know you, they know me. Just
so you put
condition.
It so beautiful, you know, Brother Teo.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
beautiful,
It's
so
very
beautiful,
beautiful.
yeah, so beautiful. That is the way it is, you know, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
That you I don't know how to describe this, but your awareness is full of joy, looking at
Yes,
this, you know,
yes.
to test
That's
you,
why
you know,
you
to test you.
emerge victorious.
Yeah. And
And you know you have passed.
Yes, and you were, and when it happened, it was so soothing going into your heart, you know, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
Going within your heart, your nature, that is so soothing, you know, it's like
Yeah.
you cannot describe it, that the joy, you know,
Correct, correct.
of that peace,
That
you know.
victorious thing that
Yeah.
I mentioned, you
Yeah.
cannot understand on. Because
Yes,
that
yes.
thing, then
Yeah.
you so confident, you know what
Yes.
this thing is, then you know how to be with it.
Correct, 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 Brother Teo. It's like you knew what is going on and you just
Yes.
knew how to relax into it. It is a different kind of relaxation that will, I don't know how to describe, but it just it is very in depth. You just go through it. It is just
Yeah.
like soothingly go in, like, you know, something like
Yeah.
that, like, you know.
You just
Yeah.
relax and be with that thing.
Yeah. There's no resistance, no fear, no
No
nothing, like, you
resistance,
know.
nothing. Just
Yeah. Just do
go
it.
in.
It's like confidently you do it, like, you know, you doing it.
You
Yes,
just
it.
be with it.
Yes, correct,
That
correct,
thing
correct,
just happen.
correct.
Then it manifests.
Yes. And then after that, right, Theo, very interestingly, so it just go in and nothing happened already, right? Nothing happened already, right? So there's nothing going on. And then subsequently, interestingly, the heart came back again, right? The vision of the heart came back again. Then
Sadhu.
it want to test me one more time, you know, Brother Teo. But it cannot test, it cannot know, you know why? Because when I see that, wow, it's like want to test me one more time. So I just go with it, like, go with it, like, you know.
Yeah,
And then
yeah, yeah.
it is not able to manifest, you know, Brother Teo.
Yeah,
You never
because you
it's
have
not
the
able to manifest.
understanding already.
It cannot manifest out to make me feel anything at all, you know. Then after that, it just subside, and suddenly it go back in, you know, Brother Teo. It somebody
Sadhu.
go back in,
Sadhu.
and then after that, nothing happened, or nothing happened, or nothing
Yeah,
happened.
yeah.
It just nothing at all,
Yeah, Sadhu.
zero, you know, nothing, you know, zero,
Yeah.
zero. Then after that, very quiet, everything very quiet, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
Everything very calm and quiet, and because it was very soothing, right? So it's so calm, long, so calm, nothing happened. Just empty, you know, Brother Teo. It's totally empty. Yeah. And then after
That's
that,
why that nature become very different.
Yes. So after that, it is just nothing, empty, and after a while, I mean the heartbeat come back again, Brother Teo.
Yeah,
The
then you
heartbeat.
become normal again.
Yes, yes, yes.
You
So
come
the
out into normal consciousness.
correct, correct, exactly. So the heartbeat come back as per normal again, and then after that you will wake up slowly by yourself,
Yeah,
or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that. Yes, something
Then
like
when
that.
you recollect, it's still fresh in your memory because
Yes,
you
yes.
aware of it, you can recollect it. Then you have a lot of joy on. This type of thing also can happen because this is not like the what they call deluded being. When they are in that delusion, the sakrality will manifest on. So there will be fear and there will be anxiety and they will try to do things. This one, none of all this at all because of the wisdom and the understanding. It really truly understands the empty nature of existence, anatta nature, non-self nature, he know you, he know me, and just a manifestation. Everything is just dependent, originating, condition, arising. No reality. And that understanding is so deep, so stable. That's why no matter what happens, it can just let things be. And very beautiful. That's why I even reached a stage when I remember at any time, that moment, the breath can stop. This one, the form and mind don't have any worry that, oh, I haven't informed who and I have nothing. It can just go like that. Because no reality. Whether you inform or you don't inform, it's still the condition of Vanasana. Still he know you, he know me. That's why everything is just the way it is. Conditioned like that, it will manifest like that. It meant to be, will be. So all this understanding, you will develop, and through all this, what they call stability of understanding and wisdom, you continue to evolve, and you continue to become different. And as this one, this phase over, you will move into another phase of cultivation. Then the test no more. And when the test no more, you really move into another phase of cultivation, which is most beautiful. That is the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. You live the life of an enlightened being, an awakened being. Then you really can live life to the fullest and all those things. And everything just fall into place. Then nature's phenomena is just beautiful. The pristine beauty and wonders of life all starting to appear ahead of us. And many things will unfold and continue. So sadhu, bring about a condition for me to share on this part. Otherwise, there is no condition. Normally, I don't talk about it. So these are the phases that as you go through the awareness-based cultivation, you will be tested and you will go through all this understanding. And the understanding will unfold by itself, like what you have developed. So all these are beautiful sharings, beautiful what they call understanding that other people can learn. Very good, Poche. You can continue.
Yes, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah,
yes,
sadhu.
I agree with Bratio that by sharing this meditation experience, other Kayamitas also can understand
benefit,
what is going on.
Yeah,
will benefit
they will
and understand. They will learn,
yes.
You know, how to relax in meditation, you know, like Bratio always emphasize, relaxation is very, very important, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number one,
so,
relaxation.
Yes.
Acceptance leads to ability to let things be. Means relax into it and just let things be. Your thing is just the way it is, not what you think. No reality. Everything is just dependent on originating condition arising. All this phenomenal world of consciousness is like the way phenomena evolve and move. So it appear and manifest under different conditions for different people to go through it. So if you don't have the wisdom and the understanding, you will go through the karmic process. If you have the wisdom and the understanding, it will come as a beautiful test, develop the wisdom further, the understanding further. So all these are all the possible manifestation. Then you will understand deeper and deeper what all this conscious state, unconscious and the subconscious state, all this you will come to know. Where the mind, the consciousness is capable of all this. That's why sometimes in the early days, I remember, when we just developed the dream like normal. But as you develop the meditation, the awareness, become more stable, you can go into your sleep now and you can see your dream, the subconscious and the unconscious, how they manifest and how they create. And sometimes like that dream is not connected on bits and pieces arise. After that, another story. When you are aware inside, you can see all this. Then later on, the awareness becomes so stable that mundane mind collapse, then all this no more. The gross mind no more. Then different type of movement and transformation, they will arise again. then as you develop that nature more and more deeply with more and more understanding, the heart there continue to evolve and transform. And every moment, every instant, as you move through that existence, you become different again and you learn different things again. And a lot of these manifestations sometimes very strange. Now it brings me back to another condition. At that time when I was doing the cultivation, I remember, it let me go through all the stages of understanding and transformation very fast. So, like I breezed through them. Then there was one stage where I want to know or understand about the various rhyme of beings. My awareness took me to those rhyme. That's why I saw all those devas, how they move and how they come together. Initially, it's like one pair. Then after that, they come in group. Like what you saw in the book, the Jataka story. Suddenly, a lot of these devas being the assemble up there. Then suddenly they disperse. Very fast they disappear. And all this. Then they are very beautiful. The color is translucent. So you can see them all. It takes you through that line. You will see them. That's what I recall. I went through that phase. I think that lasted for a month or two. It takes you to those. These are the higher deva rhymes. So all this, your awareness, your consciousness, it can manifest there and let you see. And that's why I saw all those. Then I came to understand what this thing is. Then I also came to know that what is being drawn in the Jataka story, the book, where in the cover page, I remember last time, they draw a lot of devas up there. Then the Buddha teaching there, then the monks. Very true. With this one, they come very fast, they disperse very fast. And when they move, it's like in space, they travel. And what I saw that rhyme was impaired, very graceful and beautiful, and that fine, very beautiful color, very fine, translucent. So all this, you will experience them as you go through the cultivation. Because if no condition, I cannot recall. We have so many years, 30 over years, so many things happen. Like in the early years, I remember I tried to tell myself, what must I do? I cannot be recording all this. Even write notes also, so much to write. I say, forget about it. Got condition, it will come. No condition, just let it be. So it's like your cultivation is a journey that you go through. Then when you develop that type of cultivation, you go through that type of awareness-based what they call transformation and understanding, you become very different. So this is so different from the thought-based one, the jhana and energy field and all those things on the nimitta, nothing to do with all those things. It's completely different. So depend on the path you take. If you take that type of path, psychic and all those things, you will see different things. Then the Mara will come and visit you. Then depend whether you have greed or not. If you got greed, you cannot play out by them. You can be in trouble because of them also. Yeah, I heard some meditator who do all this energy field. They came and share with me and report to me. The first thing they say is, Teo, what you say very true, energy field cannot play a fool. All this could not left and right. So even in the Jataka story, I think there were some of this story. You remember one of them was Moggallana and Sariputta. Sariputta was meditating there, you remember, in the Jataka story. If I don't remember it wrongly, I think it's correct. Moggallana, he got foremost in psychic, he can see. he able to see. Then suddenly one Mara. Oh, this one must be a very naughty one. He go and whack Sariputta. The force he whack on the head, according to Mangalana, sure, big trouble. Then after that, Mangalana was surprised. Sariputta, nothing happened to him. But that non-human, that Mara, very kaulan, he suffered. Like suddenly blasted off. Then Sariputta came out of the meditation and Mangalana asked him, just now what happened? He said, anything happened? He said, he didn't know. He said, that Mara whack you. You're supposed to, the physical sure die one. No, because the force is so big, but instead, he himself gonna kaw-kaw smash up. So Sariputta, nothing happened to him. Then Mangalana jokingly talked to him, said, wow, your samadhi power very good. So all this is also mentioned in the Jataka story. So Sariputta, he doesn't do the energy field one. That's why he cannot get into trouble on this at all. But those Mara, he think everybody who sit like that is energy field. So he whack him. But we all lie down one, he won't come and disturb us. Then you sit very straight like a statue one. You better be careful. They pass by, they say, well, this one. They want to, like, naughty, want to do something. So if your coming is such, you can. But this one is the Mara's coming. He didn't know who that one was. He whack, he cannot. So all these are actually mentioned inside the Jataka story. So you can learn from all this. But I don't do that type of meditation. So I only heard from what people tell me. It's very strange. I cannot go into that direction. Even this life when I came initially, I don't know how to meditate. But I straight away developed anapanasati. On my own, they teach me rising volume, all I cannot do. Yeah. Then I also have nimitta, then I play with it, but I cannot get like entangled in it. Very strange. It's because the nature's past cultivation have all this understanding. That's why later on that mindfulness came in naturally. Yeah. So all these are the understanding. The Buddha went through different 6 years of self mortification. He need to experience all this, otherwise he cannot understand and share with the people. That's why he went through very severe, what they call like very severe type of practice, where he don't eat and all that. Austerity, is it austerity the word? Austere type of practices. He went through until you see in the Jataka story, the book, like skeleton, no flesh at all. Then he almost died. Then he decided to come back and eat again. Then the five ascetic left him, thought he no more serious. So these are the things that happened. And initially, the 6 years, he was under the two teachers, Alara Udaka, doing all the jhana thing, the energy field. So all this, when you read through, you will understand. But it depends on your past. If you like the type of meditation, and that is the tendency you have, this life you come, you will continue to do that one. But don't worry. In between, when you meet somebody who understands, shift over, change over, then you will become different again. Then when you have the understanding, you make your vow, your attitude, then you straighten your view and you move in the right direction. Okay, sorry, Bocheng, you have to summarize. Almost time up already.
Yes, thank you, Varatio. You did a very good explanation of what we need to cultivate, awareness space is really, really beneficial, because it will give us the so-called right understanding,
Yeah,
the develop the
clearer
right understanding
understanding. Yeah.
and wisdom, you know,
Yeah.
and in our cultivation, you know. And then because of what Brother Teo has taught, I mean, us like in this class, I really have a lot of faith, sincerity and perseverance to walk this way, developing the
Sadhu.
awareness-based meditation, you know,
Sadhu,
to
yeah.
fulfill all my vows like that I make, you know. I
Yeah,
make.
yeah.
I also not
Sadhu.
sure whether I make in the past, but in this life I make
Definitely, you
several
must
vows,
have
you
made
know, Brother
before.
Teo.
Otherwise, you cannot connect so fast.
Yeah,
You
I think
make
so, Brother
before,
Teo.
but you cannot remember because.
Yes. I just cannot remember, but I guess my best guess is I have done it before in the past, you
Yeah,
know.
definitely.
So I'm coming back to develop my cultivation again, you know. And fortunately, I met Brother Teo, you know, and start all over. I mean, I didn't really start lah. I get to start, you know, get to start
Because this
as
is
soon as
what you
possible.
wanted actually.
Yeah.
Like this
Yes.
life, after you know already, you become very different, very serious, then you are the tunnel thing.
Yes.
And these are the causes and conditions that in the past your nature have done before. Otherwise, you cannot meet up with my nature and you cannot learn all this so fast because you are in Singapore. And I haven't
Yes.
met you at all until you came for the retreat. Then the first few years at the retreat, you were like very new, a lot of things you don't understand. But then the condition arise, you determine. Then that time, blessing in disguise, no MCO, no. You look forward to the retreat, MCO, no retreat. So I shared the Heart Sutta for 8 months. That one benefited you. Then you develop the understanding, then you have faith, and you diligently actually do the cultivation. That's how you penetrate. Then you locate your gateway. And I was also quite surprised, so fast on your own in Singapore, you're able to do it. That's why all this
Sadhu,
is
sadhu,
not
sadhu.
by chance. Sadhu,
Yeah,
sadhu.
but what Brother Teo say is very true, lah. You have the aditan, you know, aditan, and
Yeah, the
persevere and
Aditan.
press on, you know, and do your
Yeah.
homework, do your homework,
Yeah, yeah.
and keep doing it, you know, doing it
Yes.
correctly, you know, never
Yeah.
give up, you know. That is very, very important. That what happened to me, lah, Brother Teo, huh? That
Yeah, sadhu.
really what happened to me, you know.
Yeah,
Really,
because you know
aditan,
how
do
to
it.
contemplate on
Yes.
death,
Yes,
Maranatha Sati and all the urgency
correct.
of cultivation, and you are not
Correct.
young anymore, and you
Correct,
want to go
correct.
this way.
Yes,
Then
correct,
all
correct.
the Heart Sutta quote everything like become very clear to you. Then you have a lot of faith. Then you
Yes,
just
yes.
follow the instruction, the four support, relax,
Yes,
maintain
yes.
awareness, stabilize it, then stay at the heart. Then it connect.
Yes, correct, correct. Yes,
If you don't have
yes.
your past, all this cannot happen.
Yes, correct. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu,
So
sadhu,
with a good
sadhu.
teacher that you know, that we listen attentively, you know, and do
Yeah,
our homework
true.
diligently,
Listen
cultivate. Yeah.
attentively and do
Yes.
the homework.
Yes. Yes, correct.
Miss sincerely with the faith, diligent, cultivate.
Correct,
Don't
correct, correct.
worry about whether you progress or not. When you are sincere with the faith, you just do. It will happen. It will unfold. Because that faith is very important. That sincerity, the perseverance, it will lead to the way. It will unfold naturally.
Yes. It will
Sadhu.
unfold unnatural. It will unfold naturally, you know, Brother Teo.
Yeah, that
Correct.
word is
I mean, you don't
naturally.
even need to think about what is
Yeah,
next I'm
correct.
going to do, what is next I'm going to do, next
Yes,
and
no
next
need.
and next. It just
No need.
unfold by itself. It just, you know, you will, I mean, of course, you'll be tested, you know, once
Yeah,
Brother Teo said,
in between.
yeah, in between you'll be tested, you know,
Yeah,
so you'll be tested. So that is the part that we really have to be very diligent and have faith and sincerity and just keep doing it, you know. Yeah, with faith
sadhu.
and understanding, that's the important part, you know. And with the awareness, Brother Teo, what you say is so true, you know. We will
Yeah, that
not,
one very important.
the awareness will not allow us to be deluded, you know, with this
Yes.
Sakaya Ditti, you know, that that we cling
Yeah.
on to, hold on to this phenomenal
Yeah,
world
yeah,
of
yeah.
Buddhism.
So
Brother, this is so true, you know, what you said, you expressed so well just now, you know, I was full of joy. Thank you, Brother. Kan'en,
we rejoice,
Amitabha,
Kan'en,
Brother.
Amitabha.
Sadhu,
Okay, let
sadhu,
us
sadhu.
rejoice with the good sharing by Sister Poche. Sadhu,
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 sadhu.
sadhu.
Okay, thank you. Then we will do the sharing of merits. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana etta watta camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anamodantu sabbasampati siddhiya Idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Devo satu kalena sasa sampati heto ca. Pito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo otu yavo nivana patiya sadhu sadhu Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully the Lord Buddha, Kunyin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Let me end. Sadhu.